Well, certainly we need a new bank holiday next year. That would definitely be welcome.
So could we just make it Thanksgiving? Because we've got huge ties with America anyway. We can give thanks to the harvest. I suppose our thanks to the harvest is the ploughing championships. But could we have a day and just copy America, just as we do anyway?
I think just we do most them. Other things, don't we?
We took Black Friday, which is the day after Thanksgiving, where they have sales and we've copied them.
Yeah.
So why not? Why not just go for it?
I think a lot of American culture that's imported, it seems to fall under that. More commercial side of things anyway, where like it's Halloween, which we gave them, and then they gave it back to us in the form of a trick or treat. So I think, yeah, no, it'd just be over commercializing something. We should stick with our own celebrations and commemorations.
So you're saying we shouldn't have Thanksgiving here?
No, I think like certainly extra bank holiday to commemorate, you know, those.
We have Black Friday, all the shops have signs up saying Black Friday.
Yeah, I know, it's a bit crazy. I've been in the market for a mobile phone for the last few weeks and I didn't want to be coming out at this time of year. to
but
get
you
it.
Are.
I am.
You're looking for a deal.
I'm just looking for the phone to get it, come in, that's it, basically.
Today is Thanksgiving. It turns out we really like America. Garth Brooks sells out 5 gigs. We love cowboys. We love everything American. We've got Black Friday. Why not Thanksgiving too?
I believe we should have it in Ireland, Ari, yeah?
We should have it.
Yeah, why not?
And give thanks to our forefathers. Obviously, we don't want to give thanks to our settlers who settled here, or maybe we do. We want to give thanks to the harvest anyway, don't we?
I believe we do, yeah. 100%, yeah. Yeah. I really do, yeah.
In the States, it's about their ancestors, it's about their Protestant settlers giving thanks to them from a religious point of view, but it's also from a harvest point of view, and just giving thanks. Should we have Thanksgiving here? In Ireland.
Yeah, it'd be a good one. I think it's probably the right time, the right date. And
it could be an annual thing, it could be a
bank
holiday.
Of course, oh absolutely.
We
yeah.
could just, you know, cozy up to
yeah.
America.
Well, we cozy up enough to them anyway, don't we? So what are we wrong with a little bit more?
Well, we do with the big social media companies. Well,
we
so.
Do, and plenty of Irish living over there making a good life out for themselves in it. So why not? Religion wouldn't come into it anyway.
So you think... Let's have Thanksgiving. Sure, we have Black Friday, we might as well.
Exactly, yeah, why not? Yeah, exactly.
And what would you do on Thanksgiving? We know in America they meet up with friends and family and they have a meal and they talk.
Right.
It's
probably
the start of their Christmas season in a way.
You'd probably end up heading out for a few pints somewhere and enjoying it. So.
No, not really. I mean, we have our own traditions. America have their own traditions. Nice to keep them separate. That's my opinion, you know.
But everything else is the same. I mean, they celebrate St. Patrick's Day, we celebrate St. Patrick's Day, we celebrate Halloween, they celebrate Halloween. Why not just go in for the full Monty and have Thanksgiving too?
Yeah, I just...
You think it's too far?
Yeah, I just
too
think
American.
It's too far. Yes. No, it's not. I mean, I've been in America loads of times with Thanksgiving, but I mean, no.
And what's it like being in America for
Amazing.
Thanksgiving?
Absolutely.
What do they get up to?
There's big parades, there's food. It's like Christmas Day here, basically, you know what I mean? It's amazing. But
and
I mean,
it's not religious these days at all, is it?
No, not really. You know, it's all about...
So everyone from every community would celebrate it? More
they
so
probably
than Christmas?
Would, yeah. More so, yeah. More so than Christmas, you know. It is, it's beautiful out there. I mean, it's like St. Patrick's Day, you know what I mean? You have the massive parades, you have...
And food, what do they have food-wise?
Traditional food, like, you know, turkey, ham... You know.
And they go all out?
Yeah, all out. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
You think we should have Thanksgiving?
Yeah, because the Americans live here too, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I agree as well. Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Yeah.
And do you like America?
I've never been. I'd love to go.
Love to go
to the Bronx.
Been?
No.
Never been. And we were actually
talking about
it last night. Yeah.
And what stopped you going?
We just never
money.
Did. Money, probably, yeah. And
there's
children.
So many regular flights. Well, there were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, although we definitely will. We were planning.
We were talking about last night.
And where would you go in America?
Bronx, New York City.
I want to go to Las Vegas.
You want to go to Vegas?
Yeah, Vegas.
Well, get on a plane. There's a travel agency just across the road. They'll do all the work for you.
Will you pay for our tickets?
Should be the 22nd of August. Commemorate Michael Collins Day. That man also gave his life for this country, as did the health workers.
So that should be the Thanksgiving?
That should be. 22nd of August, when people are off holidays, their kids are on holidays, they get long evenings, spend time with their family.
It's too near Christmas.
You think it's too near Christmas?
I do.
they do.
And we're outside a shop. It just says sale Black Friday, sale rail. So we,
it's
we
American
have Black
again.
Friday.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're saying.
Which is the day after Thanksgiving. We get behind that to flog stuff cheaply. Why
I don't
not?
Really. I'm a bit old-fashioned in that sense.
Do you think?
I just like traditions, Irish traditions, and I think we've gone too Americanized. That's just my honest opinion.
And do people in your life use words like garbage these days?
Garbage.
Instead of rubbish?
Oh, no, no, no.
It hasn't got that bad?
No.
Or
no.
Trash?
No, definitely not. Cookies, no.
They still say biscuits?
Biscuits.
And if I asked you, let's say if I was a shop assistant and I came over to you and said, can I help you? Would you say I'm good or would you say I'm fine?
I'm fine.
So you haven't embraced
no.
American culture
no,
too
no.
much?
No, no. No.
You're wearing a hoodie that says Disney Mickey Mouse and it's got all the Disney characters.
Oh yeah.
You like America?
Well, I've been there once and...
Where did you go?
I went to Savannah in Georgia.
Wow. What were you doing there?
I was marching in the parade for Paddy's Day, just before COVID.
So that must have been, as the Americans would say, awesome.
Oh yeah. Deadly was. Awesome.
It was deadly, so you're going to stick with an Irish phrase.
We won't go that American now, come on.
Should we have Thanksgiving here? We've got Black Friday.
I don't know. It's a hard one, isn't it? Because you want to be thankful, obviously. But sure, why not just be thankful every day?
Thankful every day.
That's it.
And this bank holiday coming, Leo Bradcar said this morning, it won't be January, February anyway. It could be later in the year. Could we just have it on Thanksgiving? Have it on the last Thursday of November?
I'm not really sure of Thanksgiving, but I would agree with St. Bridget's Day. Look, we have St. Patrick's Day in March, and St. Bridget is the feminine.
And that has been ruled out. We won't have that as a bank holiday this year, or next year anyway.
I don't know. I don't think I'd agree with Thanksgiving, but I would agree with a feast day for
some sort of feast.
Yeah.
And like that person there, he's banging out the tunes. He's obviously getting behind today being a celebration in his car.
He's thankful for today.
He's thankful
for today, so he is.
Yeah. It's divided really, isn't it? We're kind of turning very American.
Do you think we're getting a bit too American?
I think so.
And where is the cutoff point? Just allow them to run the country for us. That could be the cutoff point. We could join the United States of America and leave the EU.
No.
Oh, I don't think so.
You're all right.
Is that too far?
Definitely too far. The Americans are a bit mad. Either really leftist or really rightist. There's no in between.
Well, it's too American, I think.
We have nearly too many bank holidays at the minute now.
You think we've too many?
Too
we're
many,
about
yeah.
to add one more.
I don't think we should now, you know. And, we've been in business now, you know, puts pressure kind of on business, but I know there's a certain element of people out there that's looking for the another bank holiday, but my own thoughts would be that I think we have enough at the minute now, you know.
To me, I wouldn't have it here, no. It's American thing, and I'd keep it back to the Irish way. Do you know that way? Let America have their day.
You're a butcher. You're from David's Family Butchers. I mean, you could sell a lot of meat on the back of it.
You could, yeah, but you're jumping on a bandwagon.
But we've already joined that bandwagon. We've got Black Friday.
Yeah, and it's everything. Like, tradition, we have our Paddy's Day and the whole lot. Like, I know America celebrate that loads too, but to me, it's let them have it and enjoy seeing them having their celebrations.
It would be no harm to have a Thanksgiving Day too. You know, yeah. Thanksgiving to Lord for all his graces and blessings. You know, Thanksgiving Day it would be a great idea.
Because originally it was a religious festival, Thanksgiving, and not so much now.
Yeah.
You think we should do it to say thanks to the Lord?
That's right, I think we should, yeah. Thanksgiving Day, it's well, badly needed in these crucial times, yeah.
And we do need to say thanks to all the frontline workers.
We do need to
say thanks to the people that we've lost and their families who died because of COVID.
You're right, yeah, lost their mercy on their souls and all the great work that the healthcare workers do for us and saves the lives and the doctors and the vaccines and all. A lot of people don't appreciate all they do, you know, and they're doing their best and it's not easy because a lot of them are not obeying the rules. They're mixing and going about too much, you know, and it's not all their fault, you know. They're wonderful the way they're doing so good for us all, you know. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.